One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Welcome to Daily Animated Tales. Don't forget to check out our new podcast, Horror Animated Story. You can find the link in this episode's description. Be sure to follow, rate, and give it a listen. We truly appreciate your continued support. Much love.
Hi, I'm Robin. I'm 14 years old, and I went through a really extreme event that I can't tell anyone about. Not even my friends, and definitely not my family. Everyone would think I've gone completely insane. If someone had told me this story a while ago, that's exactly what I would have thought. And nothing could have convinced me otherwise. The thing is, I have an extraterrestrial friend with whom I've spent the most incredible 2 days of my life. He definitely changed me. It happened on a Saturday, a few months ago. I'd been at my friend Tom's house, and it was very late when I started to head home. Suddenly, there was some sort of capsule in front of me. I crouched down, thinking it was a container or a toy, but it was too dark to see. I pocketed it out of curiosity and planned to take a closer look the next morning. Once home, I carelessly placed the capsule on a chair along with my jacket and went to sleep. That night, I had absolutely confusing dreams in which a strange being with a large eye appeared. It had a gelatinous body and some sort of antennae. In the dream, I thought the weird thing with its slimy body was pretty creepy and gross. When my parents left to play tennis on Sunday morning, I was still sitting at the table when I suddenly noticed something in the corner of my eye. "Easy, easy, it's all right," I guess I said to myself, and looked at my left shoulder. There it was, looking the same as in my dream. The thing rolled over my arm onto the table and looked at me. "Don't panic now," I thought in panic, "and calm down, calm down." "I'm your friend," I heard inside me, vibrating strangely. "It's not me at all. It's you saying that, isn't it?" I asked. Again, I heard that vibrating voice inside me saying, "Yes, you were incredibly quick to realize this for a human." "Who are you?" I asked out loud. "I'm sorry," I heard the voice inside me. "I don't mean to be arrogant. Please don't be afraid." "No, I'm not. But who are you? What are you doing here? What is this all about?" I said, somewhat confused. "Would you stop talking?" the little thing asked me. "I understand you anyway. Your thoughts and speech are getting pretty confusing, which makes it hard for me to understand it all." Unbelievable, I thought. But it was all so completely crazy, I didn't wonder at all. I tried, but believe me, it's hard to control your thoughts. I'm from a galaxy not too far away, but you humans may not know that yet. Anyway, I was here several centuries ago, and now I want to find out how far you have evolved. I am what is called a scientist, or an explorer. I have no name or gender, but call me Ammo. A little reference to amorphous. That suits my form better, I think. Ammo asked me to lead him to our knowledge. He was astonished when I sat him down in front of my laptop. The last time he visited our planet, he said he was at the National Library of France in Paris. And he'd been studying us humans for over 2 years. He made me promise not to talk to anyone about him until he left. Then I could decide for myself, but he would advise against it, he said. My head was a big mess, but I decided to go on this adventure. And I was sure, in a deep and strange way, that I could trust Ammo. He stayed on the laptop all day, while I went with my parents to visit my grandparents. Ammo had also stayed on the laptop all night. Then, in the morning, he wanted to go to school with me in my backpack. I asked him what he had discovered tonight, and he told me that, to his understanding, we humans had made a major leap in our development after his last visit. But he found the pervasive aggressiveness, which he said is only a characteristic of primitive species, completely incomprehensible. It is illogical and totally destructive, he said. You are continually destroying everything you've built at great cost. Aggression is never part of a solution. It's always just another problem. The most evolved species otherwise invariably seek collective and creative solutions. I probably won't stay long because humans as a whole are not at a point where I can recommend contact with you to my planet's society.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to COSI. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to COSI starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at COSI.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
I was speechless. But we had already reached my class as well. Tom asked me if I wasn't awake yet. I mumbled something unintelligible, and he explained that there was a math test coming up. And suddenly I remembered that my parents had still asked about it at dinner. I silently asked Ammo to be quiet now, to which he commented with, "All right, I'm busy." Barely 2 minutes later, the test began, and fortunately, I was able to glance at Tom's paper from time to time. The rest of the school day passed quickly, and what I wanted most was to get away to continue talking with Ammo. Tom asked me if we were going to do anything later. But I just said, not today, I have something to do, and ran off in another direction. When I asked Ammo what he had done at school, he said, "I found that you guys think very negatively. You are hardly attentive or kind. For example, your friend Tom got mad at you for copying him without asking. And you got mad at him for not taking his arm off the table to let you see his work better. But in reality, he was disappointed that you hadn't answered him yesterday and that you were so weird this morning. In fact, you barely noticed him at all. The same was true of the others in his class, and his teachers as well. Very unfortunate. I had to think about it for a while. When I got home, luckily no one was around, and I was finally able to ask Ammo about his world. He began to tell me, every night we form protective nets with our bodies over our energy sources until it is daylight again, so that they do not freeze. The cold does not harm ourselves, but without the sources, we would have to leave. Long ago, we struggled with this task, argued, and often did not get it right. Many of us suffered for it. At some point in our evolution, we understood that we could also use this task and learn to make the most of it. Today, we love these nights more than anything. We resonate together and become one mind and one body. Similar to how a sponge works on Earth. For hours, I listened to him attentively. When I heard my parents coming home, I quickly took Ammo to my room to get the laptop. I told them that after dinner, I was going to go to Tom's house, do something for school and stuff. Ammo was already leaving that night, and I wanted to spend time with him and still had a tremendous amount of questions. So after dinner, I packed my backpack with Ammo and the capsule and went to the park. I asked him what I could do and if he would be back. Yes, he said. In about 200 years, I'll stop by again. Maybe I'll run into one of your descendants. That would be nice. You ask what you can do to solve your problems. Be just a person who is as good as he can be with all his might, no more, no less. Control your thoughts, and action will come automatically. Believe me, it's a big undertaking, and you'll have your hands full trying to carry it out. We talked about a lot of other things. But around midnight, he said goodbye, got into his capsule, and flew away. I thought about telling Tom that about Ammo for a while, but decided against it. I thought a lot about honesty and what and how I would like to be and become. I talked to him about it and asked him about his ideas. At first, he thought it was strange and that I had changed. But after a while, he told me, "You used to be inconsiderate and more interested in yourself. Still, you've been my best friend since the first grade. But lately, I think you're really good." We had to laugh. I wish I could meet Ammo again, because I still have so many questions. In any case, it was the most exciting 2 days of my life, and I will never forget them. Thank you for watching and listening to my story. You can find other exciting stories on this channel.
Hi everyone, I'm Agnes. I have a miraculous condition that is seen only in very few people in the world. When you find out what it is, I'm sure you'll be very surprised and will probably wish you had it too. But please wait until you hear the whole story.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. WATER to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
I'm sure you're going to change your mind, because as you will soon see, this is in no way a precious gift bestowed on me. It's definitely a curse. Before starting elementary school, I was always at home. My mom wouldn't let me go to preschool or kindergarten. I really wanted to go to kindergarten because my cousin Casey was going. And I wanted to be just like her. But no matter how much I begged her, my mom wouldn't let me. I rarely saw my dad because he was traveling for work all the time. He was home for only a few days a month. One time when he was home, I asked him, "Dad, why can't I go to kindergarten like Casey? Will you talk to Mom? I really want to go." My dad shrugged. "I told your mother many times, but she won't listen. She says you'll go to elementary school. Your mother is the most stubborn person in the world. I'm sorry, but there's nothing I can do about it." My dad was my last hope, but when he also told me that I couldn't go to kindergarten, I started crying. My mom was making dinner in the kitchen. She ran over to me when she heard me crying. She grabbed my hand and took me to my room. Then she said, "Agnes, dear, please don't cry when your father's here." She always used to tell me this. I was so little. I couldn't think of asking my mom, "Why do you not want me to cry when my father's around?" I was able to find out the reason many years later. Thankfully, my mom kept her promise when it came time for me to start school. Of course, she wanted me to start my education, too. But on the first day, she told me over and over, "No matter what happens, don't ever cry at school. It's very important. Do you understand, Agnes?"
Mm-hmm.
Even though I said, "Yes, Mommy," every time, she kept telling me the same thing every day. When I would come home from school, she would ask, "Honey, did you cry at school?"
Mm-hmm.
In the morning, as she was dropping me off, she'd say, "No crying at school, no matter what happens."
Mm-hmm.
My mom's obsession with my crying at school continued for years. When I was a little older, I tried asking her why she was so concerned about it. Mom would say, "You're too young. I will explain it to you when you are a little older," and wouldn't say anything else. Back then, I had a crush on a boy at school named Brody. I thought he also liked me because he would do all kinds of things to try to get my attention. One day, he was doing skateboard tricks in the schoolyard to impress me. At the same time, he was looking at me and checking to see if I was watching him. All of a sudden, his skateboard flew out from under his feet, and he fell really badly. I ran over to him right away. He was in so much pain that he started crying, not caring that I was standing next to him. He was sobbing uncontrollably. That moment, I noticed that liquid was coming out of his eyes and running down his cheeks. I was really surprised to see this because that's not what happens when I cry. I couldn't help myself and even touched his tear with the tip of my finger. Brody thought I was showing him affection and started crying more easily. And thanks to this, I was able to take a closer look at the liquid coming out of his eyes. You must be wondering why I was so surprised. Because when I cried, instead of liquid, I had small glass-like particles coming out of my eyes. Until then, I had never seen someone crying up close. That's why the liquid coming out of Brody's eyes had really surprised me. When I got back home, my mom asked me her usual question, "Did you cry at school?" I said to her, "No, I didn't, but a friend of mine did," and told her about what happened. There were lots of questions in my mind. Was it Brody who cried in a strange way, or was it me? Did other people also have liquid coming out of their eyes, or did they have the small particles like me? I wanted to know which one of us was normal. My mom took a deep breath. Then she said, "Agnes, what I'm about to tell you will need to stay as our secret. You can't tell this to anyone, including your father." She started explaining that, first off, that liquid is called a tear, and told me that normally when people cry, salt water or tears come out of their eyes. But because I was a special kid, I cried differently. Then she added, "There's something else that is important for you to know. What comes out of your eyes is not glass, it's diamonds." That was the day I found out that diamonds are very valuable. They're so valuable that if we sold the little diamond crumbs that come out when I cry, we could buy a luxury home. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. "So why don't we?" I asked. My mom said, "Because if people find out you're crying diamonds, that might have really dangerous consequences." "What kind of dangerous consequences?" I asked. And my mom said in a worried voice, "Agnes, bad men might kidnap you. Then they'd force you to cry all the time so that the diamonds come out. The mafia may hold you hostage every single day of your whole life." Even though I was young, I understood the gravity of the situation. I promised my mom that I would never mention this to anyone ever. This would be our secret. About 4 years after that conversation, my parents were involved in a car crash. My dad did not have any serious injuries. but despite the doctor's best efforts, my mom didn't make it. I felt like I was in a bad dream. I wouldn't be able to see the most beloved person in my life anymore. Despite my grief, I kept the promise that I had made to her. Not even one speck of diamond came out of my eyes at my mom's funeral. I didn't cry at all. People probably thought that I never cried because I was in shock, but that wasn't the case.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
With new McValue at McDonald's, you get more than you expect. So after a long day, buy a double cheeseburger and add a McChicken for a dollar. Because saving with deals is always on the menu with new McValue.
Prices and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value.
The truth was that every minute I was alone, I spent crying for my mom. I was putting the small diamonds that come out of my eyes into a bag and hiding them in a closet in the basement. The basement was the safest place in our house because nobody had used it for a long time. I didn't collect the diamonds because I wanted to sell them. I had to hide them because my secret would be out if someone had found them. Because I couldn't stay home by myself, my dad had to stop traveling. He got transferred to another department at work. I told you earlier that my dad and I didn't have the best relationship. I thought that was because we spent too little time together, but it turned out that wasn't the reason. Now he was always home, but still, we never became very close. 4.5 months after my mom's passing, my dad said to me, "There's someone in my life. I'm thinking about marrying her." I was obviously shocked, but I couldn't say anything, so I just nodded. Now I had a stepmother. I was so sad that my dad had gotten married so quickly, and his new wife didn't seem like a nice person. And if that wasn't enough, my stepmother had a daughter named Nancy, and she was just like her mom. It didn't seem possible for me to have a relationship with them. I understood that from now on, I was a stranger in my own house. After they got married, my stepmother and her daughter moved in. Thankfully, our house was big enough. I didn't have to share a room with Nancy. She got her own room, but little Miss Nancy didn't like her room. My friends come over for slumber parties all the time. Agnes's room is bigger. She should move into my room, and I into hers, she said. My dad came to tell me this. Nancy is younger than you. Let's not upset her, he said. I couldn't help it and told him what I really thought of both Nancy and her mom. I also said to him, if my mom is watching us right now, I'm sure she's very upset that you've gotten married so quickly. My dad's face turned red and he screamed, you're switching rooms with Nancy tomorrow. From now on, you will eat your dinner in your room. I don't want to see your face for a long time. That day, I cried in my room for hours. Naturally, a lot of tiny diamonds came out of my eyes. They were all over the place as I was stomping on the floor with anger. When I woke up in the morning, I picked them up one by one and put them in small plastic bags. That afternoon, Nancy and I switched rooms. I had carefully picked up all the diamonds that had fallen around while I was crying. But unfortunately, I did the stupidest thing and left one of the bags under the bed. When Nancy found the plastic bag, she took it to her mom. Her mom figured out right away that the bag was full of diamonds. But still, she wanted to make sure by showing them to a jeweler she knew. When the man confirmed it, my stepmother told my dad about what happened. Nancy came to my room and told me my dad wanted to see me. I had no idea what had happened, but I still felt that something wasn't quite right. When I walked into the living room and saw the little bag full of diamonds, I was so shocked. My dad asked me, Agnes, where did you find these? I couldn't answer at first. I started rambling incoherently. My dad said, there's a fortune in that bag. I'm asking you again, where did you find these diamonds? I was never able to lie to anyone's face in my whole life, and now I was going to tell the truth again. Dad, they come out of my eyes when I cry, I said. My stepmother and Nancy burst out laughing. My stepmother said, did you say your eyes? Couldn't you make up a better lie? This is the worst lie I have ever heard in my life. I told them it wasn't a lie, but they didn't believe me. My dad said, Agnes, you're embarrassing me. Tell us the truth now. I am telling the truth, I screamed and started crying. Of course, tiny diamonds started coming out of my eyes as I cried. My dad, my stepmother, and Nancy were staring at me astonished. After witnessing this scene, they were finally convinced I was telling the truth. as you might guess, my life completely changed after that day. I went through things that you can't even imagine. You won't believe the things my stepmother did to me after learning about my condition. However, I'll have to tell you about that in another video, because we're out of time. If you'd like to hear the rest of my story, please let me know in the comments. I'll get that second video ready in no time. See you later. Bye.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.